Welcome to the Dark Marshall. Better late than never. It's the witching hour. Welcome to the Monday Night Freak Show. It is me, Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Look who's back, Josie Cat.
Hello, minions.
How have you been, Josie Cat?
Doing well.
Yes,
thank you.
We missed you. Well, I would say we missed you last week, but
Hell's Bells. She put on quite a show.
Did you see that?
I know.
Yes.
On the table?
Yes. A little bit on the table. We're not going to be on the table. We're in the new studio tonight. This table is not going to hold anybody, but we've got quite a show tonight.
We can try.
Oh, we're already getting naughty. First off, before I start, we have a sponsor.
We do.
We don't just have a sponsor. We have a great sponsor. My favorite store, Fatal Impact.
Oh, wow. My gosh. That's so cool.
You see these gloves?
Mm-hmm.
Fatal Impact. See this lipstick?
Fatal Impact.
Fatal Impact. Fatal Impact. Don't go to these mall stores.
With
the Twilight crap. Don't go to these stores and all these places where they're
like
all snooty.
HG.
Yeah, they're all snooty. They don't think you're vampiric or goth enough, and they just look down on you. Go to Fatal Impact. Go to Kitty. It's right on Ventura and Van Nuys. They've got everything. They've got jewelry. They've got hats. They've got pants. They've got clothes. They have just a few left. They do have Team Edward shirts.
Oh, no.
Oh, cool.
Not that Team Edward shirts.
Uh-oh.
The Team Edward shirts they have Eddie Munster on it.
Yes.
Now, that's cool. A Team Edward shirt.
I got an amazing Dracula shirt there.
Oh, so you know Fatal Impact.
Yeah, very well.
It's at 14524, excuse me, Fatal Impact, 14524 Ventura Boulevard, Sherman Oaks, California, 91403, right on the corner, Ventura Van Nuys. If you go there Thursday through Monday, say you heard it on the Dark Mark Show, mention any one of these crazies here.
Josie Cat discount.
Well, it's a Dark Mark discount, but if they mention Josie Cat, Dark Mark, 10% off. 10% off any purchase. And if you don't live in L.A., no problem. FatalImpact.com. Go to their eBay store. They got all their stuff.
They are there.
They are there.
Fatal Impact. I think if you went to 1-5 instead of 1-4-5, went to 1-5-4, I think isn't that like one of those medical marijuana dispensaries?
I think you might be right.
That's next week's sponsor.
Which brings us to our guest. This is a man who knows his medical marijuana.
Yeah, and I passed them.
I'm sure. This man, he's got quite a resume. He was just telling people in the other room. He's written on Everybody Loves Raymond. He's done cartoons for National Lampoon. He's worked with Robert Wall. He's worked with Tim Allen. I was trying to. Yeah, I'm not a Tim Allen fan, but he worked with Tim Allen. That's very impressive.
Some good names. And,
and just wrote and directed Professor Creepy, one of the best children's shows I've seen.
Scream Party.
Professor Creepy. I'm never going to get that name right. Professor Creepy Scream Party. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Dave Shelton.
It's awesome to be here. Oh, my gosh, with some like beautiful women.
I noticed that. Speaking of beautiful women, Josie, when
yes?
I told you it was going to be on here, and I thought you met everybody, and you didn't meet these two.
No.
I told you, you can't believe who I saw last night. She ate glass. She was on a bed of nails while somebody was sitting on her face.
69.
You know what I mean?
69.
Gorgeous, gorgeous woman.
Yes, that was a Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
And she tasered herself on stage. This is what she does. My friend, I haven't seen her in like a year and a half. Danny Danger, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everybody.
How do you describe yourself, Danny? Because
we can't.
It's somewhat indescribable.
Like, describe myself or describe my act?
Describe what? Either. Describe yourself.
Well, if I had to, like, pinpoint what my act is, I would definitely say it's a fetish-themed circus sideshow. I do a lot of the traditional sideshow pieces, but I do them with, like, a BDSM or a fetish flair to them. If you were to ask me to describe myself...
Yes.
I honestly call myself normal. You know, I think it's weird that, you know, I moved to LA and all of a sudden people think it's unusual to, you know, taser your nipples and eat glass. I thought everybody did weird shit out here.
In LA, they're saying that?
You're from Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, I moved here from Phoenix and, like, yeah, I was an oddball out there. But I guess when I moved here, I expected to have sort of like a fight club syndrome, like the you are not a beautiful and unique snowflake. I figured everybody would be just like me. And I get down here and sure as shit, people are surprised. When I, you know, taser my labia on stage, I don't know what the deal is.
You know, when I taser my labia on stage, people ignore me. But when you do it, it's a big hit.
Well, there's a lot of things we can say.
Basically, Dave, yesterday was Mother's Day, and yes. I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. So I have two women on here that if I brought them home to mom, she'd be very nice to you, cook you a nice dinner. Then as soon as you left,
would there be
what's wrong with that?
Can't you meet a normal girl, Mark? Actually, my mom. When I was home at Christmas, I have a lot of pictures of me and Josie Cat out in the clubs. It's like, Mark, there's a lot of pictures with you with half-naked girls. Like, yeah, show me one. And a lot of pictures of Josie Cat.
Like, would you rather it be me and pictures of half-naked men? Like, what do you
want? You know what? With my mom, I don't know. I'm not really sure.
How about half-naked women that look like men?
I'd be okay with that.
There's a few of those on there. Yeah. I take pictures of some very interesting people. Josie? This is the part of the show because we actually have a little bit of structure now that we have a sponsor.
That's cool.
We have a beginning.
Well, I have to say that because you were saying about your mom and happy Mother's Day to my stepmom the day after. But you were saying like if I brought you guys home to my stepmother, she's got dementia. So she would forget about it after an hour and then just go, oh, my gosh, you're dating someone new.
You're dating another new freak.
After an hour. Yes. So, yes.
Dave, you seem to be dating a lot of girls with crosses in their chest. That's very strange.
Well, I just wanted to show you how Christian I was. And
exactly. Exactly. So this is the part of the show. This is the part of the show that Josie tells us about her crazy Hollywood week.
Oh, shoot. I forgot about that.
Okay. So, Danny, what's... it's been a couple weeks. Now, tell us about the Rainbow. You went to the Rainbow 40th anniversary.
The 40th anniversary was awesome. It was a lot of rockers in spandex.
A lot of rockers in spandex that should not be in spandex?
Exactly. No, it was pretty cool.
Like Winger was there and Great White and like all those guys?
Pretty close. Yeah. Faster Pussycat played and...
Okay.
Neil Turbin played. He kicks ass. We should have him come on the show.
Yeah, I don't know him, but... Who's Neil Turbin?
Anthrax.
Neil Turbin. Okay, yeah, it's been a while since I...
Yeah. That was fun.
Okay.
So, got some cool stuff coming up. I'm hosting an event at Skinny's here in North Hollywood.
Oh, another Skinny's? No. You doing another Skinny's thing?
Yeah.
All right.
With Carrera. It's,
thanks for the invitation.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to rush home
and do the invitation, but.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't wait, but.
When are you doing your thing at Skinny's?
That's going to be next Wednesday on my birthday.
Yes. Oh, you're having a lot of birthday parties.
Yeah, I'm having two birthday parties.
Well, actually three because we're going to have the Josie birthday show here. Then there's going to be the Kitty Kitty Bang Bang is going to have a Josie party.
Yes, that's
which
one
I'm
foot
supposedly
into the grave.
Performing. I'm not sure.
You are.
1 foot in the grave. It changes from week from day to day. And then Wednesday you're having the Skinny's party.
Yes.
So and I don't know who's performing there. Oh, it's Scum Love and.
Yeah, there's going to be a
you're gonna
bunch
sing?
Of... yeah, I'll be singing.
You'll be sinning too.
I'll be sinning
too.
Sinning.
Freudian slip,
I'll be
Josie.
Sitting by the end of the night on the floor.
I would love to see that
combination. I'm sure
there'll
your fiancé would love that too.
Dancing.
No, she would. Yes. No, she's kind of kinky.
I'll bet she... You know what? I met your fiancé. She seemed very nice.
But she's a nurse, so...
Oh, she's a kinky nurse.
Yeah, but she's like studying psychiatry as a nurse practitioner. So you know how weird that gets.
So she'll check your prostate and fuck your mind.
She did.
She did both. Yes.
Well, not in the same time.
Yes. Lay on the couch. Face
I would need
down.
Your help. I would need your guys' help with that.
Well, obviously, Danny Danger knows all about the anatomy of a person.
Well, I probably should. I definitely do weird things to my body, so.
Yes, let's get into that, because we were comparing, well, you guys were comparing tattoos earlier, and Dave and I, our testicles were basically shrinking into our abdomen, because we're not as tough as you girls with your tattoos.
Speak for yourself.
How many tattoos do you have, Dave?
Well, none, but I'm not shrinking because I'm looking at theirs.
You know what?
Well, actually,
the number of tattoos that somebody has or the amount that they're tattooed doesn't equate to how tough they are, because I will be the
definitely
first to
not.
Say that I am. Right. I'm a pussy little girl. I am. It may seem like I like pain, but I really don't.
And a lot of pain.
You like pain,
dumb
Josie?
Chicks are getting tattoos on their chest right off the bat. You know?
Right? Yeah, it's like we're not looking at your chest enough. Let's put a tattoo there. But you guys have good tattoos.
Most of mine
I
are
didn't
good.
Before.
Yeah. You didn't before?
No.
No, you made some bad decisions.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to find a woman without tattoos these days. It's really hard.
Yeah. Well, even Tammy has tattoos, her little ones. But her, she her, does. My fiance, she has.
How little are the little ones?
When you said little ones, I thought you meant the kids.
Yeah. No. She has a 29-year-old daughter. It's cool.
Right. And of course, when people see you, obviously they gravitate to your beautiful chest. And right in between, right on your cleavage, there's a cross that's just embedded in your chest.
I saw that.
That is correct. It is a second-generation silicone subdermal implant.
Is the camera catching that? You want to go back a little bit? Maybe it could catch that a little bit.
And you said you worked for a body modification.
Yeah, I worked for a body modification artist for several years back in my early 20s. I traveled with a lot of the like body art expos, and I traveled with a lot of tattoo conventions and things like that.
Could you turn that way so everybody can get a... Oh.
I have my tongue done, too.
My testicles have just retracted back.
And you can't see because she has headphones. Her ears are also...
Things are expanding at a rapid rate.
Yeah, and, I've had 3 different procedures on my ears.
Can you take off your earphones for a minute?
They're vulcanized. I've had the tops of my ears pointed. I've also had my earlobes removed entirely and the back fat from the back of my ear brought forward and reattached to my face because I wanted full Vulcan ears.
See, normally
I think she is a Trekkie.
I'm a huge Trekkie.
She's a Trekkie.
I think I love you. Yeah.
I have my Star Trek tattoos as well. I have Brent Spiner's signature tattooed on me.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I have these are transdermals. There's a titanium plate in my forehead on each side, and these little sockets right here, I can screw and unscrew different pieces. And I got them because I wanted Andorian antenna.
What do they think when
and
you go
through the airport?
And she
actually puts antennas in.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
For the conventions, right?
I screw them and I wear them around.
And how do people react to that?
At conventions, people
they must go crazy.
Well, I was just telling you guys earlier. At conventions, people automatically think that it's cosplay. Like people ask me, "Oh, what website did you get your ears from? Right. They look so good." I'm like, "Well, they're mine."
Wow. So, what was the first body modification that you did?
Modification or tattoo?
Either. Well, let's start with tattoo was first and then modification, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I got my first tattoo was when I was 17. It's a little one on my ankle. It's a little square root symbol because I'm radical. And when you're 17 and like a super nerd and into math, it sounds like the greatest idea in the world. So that was my first.
That is so cool. You're into math.
That is hot.
Yeah, I know. I love math. I love science. I guess I'm way into sci-fi.
I love nerd girls. I love it.
I'm dyslexic.
Yes.
Sid Lexic.
ADHD. Yes.
And you were talking to me about how nerdy you were a couple weeks ago. This takes the cake.
She's super nerd.
Yeah, because you were like, oh, I sort of know Star Wars. I'm kind of nerdy. This is nerdy. This is like hot nerdy, though.
Oh, my God. I based several, like, portions of my life around Star Trek. And, like, a lot of my role models growing up were, like, TNG and, like, DS9 characters and...
That's the next generation in Deep Space Nine.
Right. You know what's nice? You're not mentioning Battlestar. Or are you a big Battlestar fan?
My throat may get slit for this. I liked it. I enjoyed it. I never really
That's the next modification. Getting the throat slit. But.
Sorry, Richard Hatch. You know, you were great in Lifetime movies, but in Battlestar, it was...
I don't know how this turned into the Sci-Fi Channel. I don't know what's going on. But you describe yourself. You're an actress. On your website, you're an actress.
Actress, model, performer, like a lot of the
superhero.
Acting. Yeah, I'm Danny Danger. I'm a fucking superhero, man. I can fly. When I hang from hooks, I fly from the ceiling.
So you do hang from hooks.
Oh yeah,
I've seen a couple pictures of that.
I've been a suspension performance artist for 12 years now. I've gone up easily over 200 times. I have scars all over my body to prove it.
I glanced at one of those pictures for. About 45 minutes today doing research. Yes, Josie, you were saying?
Did the research involve Kleenex?
No comment. Josie, go right ahead.
So, Danny, when you prepare yourself, how do you prepare? Tell me how you prepare yourself for a suspension.
Physically or mentally?
Mentally.
Mental preparation for me, really, I put more into the performance aspect of it because I don't do suspensions for private parties anymore. It's always for public events. I mean, if it was for,
I thought,
like,
you were going to do it for the Dark Mark show.
I mean, if it was for, where? Like, yeah, right, where are you going to hang me from? But I focus on the performance aspect. I make sure that my costume is in order. I make sure that my music is in order. I make sure that all of the odds and ends for the actual performance piece are taken care of, and that sort of sets my mind at ease. And when I do it for performance, I don't do it for myself. I do it for my audience. So my mental preparation is more or less me making sure that the audience is enjoying themselves and the audience is having a good time. Now, I get all sorts of looks on people's faces when they see me do suspension performances, and some of them have just like a look of awe. Some of them are completely disgusted. Right. You get a range of emotions, but what's really important to me is the fact that I can draw an emotion out of somebody regardless of what the emotion is. Look, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it.
I know, because because I know as a comic, and that's part of the reason that I do comedy.
Exactly.
I know that when it's successful, there's laughs. But I'm assuming when you're suspended, people are not really talking.
Sometimes there's cheering. Sometimes there's booing. I've gotten all sorts of reactions. But booing? You're right. Oh yeah, okay. Booing people.
Rude.
Some are hiding. Your
you're not. You're not hanging low enough.
I mean, flashing. You're booing at me.
Well, but you know what though? If somebody's taking the time to boo at the stage, that means that I've at least engaged them, and I feel like I said, regardless of what the emotion is that I pull out of somebody, I'm still making an impact in their life somehow.
Well, it's like any performer when they tell you, like when we do stand up or we're just doing theater or anything, it's like these people did come to see you.
Yep.
Right. It's not like. Well, these people just
I always said
in
that. You're the idiot that paid to get in.
To quote Wildman Steve.
This isn't Hansel and Gretel.
You know? To quote Wildman Steve, the old comic, you paid to see me. I did not pay to see you.
Exactly.
So, I mean, do you get heckled like when you're hanging?
I don't usually get heckled when I'm hanging. I get heckled a lot when I do sideshow. But, I mean, that just sort of goes hand in hand with doing sideshow.
But then you've got a taser, so that's the ultimate heckler.
pass out when you do your taser?
No, not at all. My big
No, she's got it here. No, wait, just wait.
My biggest pet peeve about the people that heckle me when I do sideshow is, and this is something that I brought up on stage at the show that you saw me at last night, mm-hmm. is people are so used to these TV magicians or these illusionists, and I call them the Criss Angel abracadouches.
Uh-huh.
And they are. They're abracadouches, and people are so people get so accustomed to seeing these things that are smoke and mirrors and fake and not real. Right. That when they see my act, they're like, "Well, that's not really electricity. That's not really a taser. She's not really eating glass. There's got to be a trick to it. There's no fucking trick to anything that I do. Everything that I do is real." So when I have somebody standing, they're not even standing in the front. They're standing in the back and they're yelling, "She's not eating glass," or "She's not really doing that." I'll call them out. Come up here. Do you want me to hit you with this? Right. Like, it's real, you know? So, I get hecklers, but usually for sideshow, not necessarily for suspension.
Right. You know what you need to do is put one of those little mini cameras in your mouth and flash it on the screen. Then people will get the idea. I think that would be
I got the idea last night. Because I hadn't seen you. I met you like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't know you moved to L.A. I was there. I was at the club last night, I can't believe I ran into you because you are the ultimate guest.
I was very excited to see you again.
I was excited to see you too. Mm-hmm. I was like, I've got a show. I want you on the show. And you're like, I want to talk to you, but I have glass in my mouth. Can I wash it out? That's what happened last night. And so obviously I kept talking about the show, but you still, but I let you go and you washed it out with vodka?
Yeah. I had to go get a cocktail. I mean, I had to disinfect the wound, right? Yeah, or maybe I just wanted a drink. I don't know.
But I saw her visibly eat glass last night.
I believe that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen you eat glass, but that was what you were really drunk.
And my question is, what happens when it,
What?
When it's time to release the glass.
I get that question a lot, and I make fun of it on stage, and the line that I use is, if you think this is the show, the real show is in the bathroom tomorrow morning. Ha, ha, ha. You know, everybody gets a good laugh out of it. To be honest with you, I've been doing this for so long that it really doesn't impact my digestive system at all. And the same thing goes, I didn't pull fire into my show last night because they only gave me two really short sets, but when I do fire, I don't do a lot of fire breathing. I do a lot of what I call fire torture work or fire training work, where I actually light my skin on fire, and my skin will hold the flame for several seconds without actually burning. It's because I've trained my body to do – I've been doing this for 12 years. I've trained my body to just sort of accept this, And I don't get hurt. And I am, like I said, I'm a fucking superhero, man.
Yeah, this is how you become a superhero.
That's amazing. I can't even handle oatmeal. And you're doing like all that.
Now, Danny, if you'll forgive me, I've been looking at your breast the whole time. And it's
Wait, hold on.
Yes, you have.
Which is very impressive because you're sitting next to Josie Cat. I can't
hold a candle to this. Are you kidding me?
Oh, no, you can't. But you have
a small candle.
Can you do that? Do you have man boobs? You can do that.
They're pecs.
No, these are pecs.
Man
Dave.
Pecs. Okay.
These are pecs, Dave. So no, but you do have a scar on your left breast. Is that?
Yes. This is a branding. It was done with a pottery laser pen. No, it's actually it's a trilobite. It's a family thing. Somebody who was very, very close to me who passed away when he was 19 years old. It's a very unfortunate accident. This was the last piece of body modification that he got on him before he passed away. So I decided to get it over my heart.
As a tribute.
Oh, that's nice.
I also have a large scarification on my stomach too. If you guys want to,
and your cleavage also.
Yeah. If we can,
it's late night. You can do anything.
Is the camera pick? Oh, that's great. Is the camera picking that up?
Anchor. Anchors, oh my goodness.
Have you ever thought about getting "Help Me" written across there too?
let me ask.
My dad's got an anchor on his arm. It doesn't compare to that.
Well, and that's a cutting too. That's a tissue removal. Have you guys ever filleted a fish? Because that's what they did to my stomach. Like that's why it's raised. Like the tissue was actually filleted and removed from my body.
Normally this
I will never have fish
out.
Again.
Tonight, this is not freaking me out. That is like so cool.
Well, this one freak you out. I don't know if you, Dave Shelton. We should talk to you because you have quite a career. You have a storied career.
I'm fascinated by this, and doesn't freak. As I said, it's doesn't freak me out.
Not sure exactly how you started, but I know that you are an award-winning cartoonist. You did cartoons for National Lampoon. I love National Lampoon.
Yeah, for 6 years. I have a new book out with a collection of my cartoons and writings from those days.
Do you own it? Is that this? Brain Explosion? Or do you own the work that was in National Lampoon?
Yeah, it's actually a collection of some of the cartoons that were used back then and some of my writing, as well as stuff that was never published and never used, but I had in my collection. I've been gathering thoughts and ideas for over 15 years, and it just sort of came out.
And what is the most famous cartoon? What's the most famous cartoon that was a National Lampoon?
For me?
That you did? No.
There was one that got reprinted and a lot of licensing. It was this woman standing over a talking scale, like weight scale. But she's not far enough. It's digital, and the little guy's face is up there at the edge. And he's going, "Come on, you're not up far enough."
Oh, okay.
And that did really well.
And you have eye crusties that you're selling?
Yes. Well, this is interesting story. I was working on another kid show. And
it better be Paul Nat.
You know what? I am so reaching right now because that was so cool. I come up with very bizarre things, but I couldn't come up with you. If I had thought of you.
That has got to be the biggest compliment.
Oh, that is such a compliment.
No, thank you. It's appreciated.
So I wanted to be like an anti-Willy Wonka and come up with more bizarre things in his like little characters for his candies. So I created these things called eye crusties because I love gross things. And I drew
We all know what eye crusties are. Yeah.
So I thought, what a great idea for kids.
How about Booger Boy?
Well, it's funny you say that. I have something. I have another thing called snot logs, which are gummies in the shape of little snot logs and stuff.
Great minds think alike.
But wait, gummies, like gummy bears?
Yeah,
like gummies, but in the shape of little snot logs. They're gross green. And we already shot the commercial for that, and we had the commercial for eye crusties.
Wait, what does the commercial for snot logs look like?
It's on YouTube, so go check it out.
I will.
YouTube snot logs and eye crusties.
And eye crusties. Eye crusties is a kid's granola. And
I saw this commercial. It's great.
That's awesome.
And snot logs is basically in the commercial, we have these girls who are skipping rope in the park and everything. And this kid comes up with a box of tissues because one of the girls has allergies. And she reaches in and she pulls out a snot log. And she goes, ew, and it's like really gross. And we do it as a silent movie with nothing but like,
of course,
you know, and music.
The beast is a hell of the artist, I'll tell you that.
And so the girl gets grossed out. She throws it, and it lands in this old woman who's sitting in the park in her lap. And she looks at it, and she smells it, and then she eats it.
So dingleberries are next, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, for Christmas.
We're working on other
I'm sure
things.
You're working on all sorts of earwax.
I'm terrified to put the words snot log into my Google. Like, I'm terrified of what's going to come up.
You know what?
You're terrified what's going to come up.
Try it.
Okay.
I don't think it would scare you at all.
When you put Danny Danger in Google, interesting things happen. But, yes, and you also worked on Everybody Loves Raymond. You
yes,
were right
I
on
wrote
every...
for that show. And coincidentally enough, because I was also a cartoonist, they found out that they also used me as a cartoonist on the show besides writing.
See, that's what I read. I read that you did cartoons for – I'll gotta be honest with you. I saw Everybody Loves Raymond once. I was over at my grandmother's house. She's
of
like,
course
she's
you
like,
did.
Yeah, seriously. No, I was over at my grandmother's house, and she's like, you love Raymond, don't you? And I'm like, doesn't everybody? So, but seriously, she's like, we're going to watch Raymond. I'm like, okay, and it was all right. But I don't remember a cartoon but on it.
Well, because you didn't see my episode.
What was your episode?
One of them was called Hacky Doo. And the coolest thing was I got to work with Pee Wee Herman, with Paul Rubens.
Oh.
And that was the coolest thing. It was an episode where the kids are doing trading cards, and Ray gets screwed out of trading cards thinking that one isn't worth as much as a batch because he's so clueless about it. So when he finds out he got screwed, that this one valuable card was worth more than a whole stack, that he said, okay, for his daughter, he was going to go all the way out of a rainstorm into New Jersey from Long Island and find the card because it's the only place he could find it. And it winds up that Paul Rubens owns the comic book store where he went.
What was he like to work with?
He's so interesting. You thought I was going to say he's so cool and nice. He is. He's very cool and
nice.
How
about the two of you like got together? Got along real quick.
Yes, we got along very well.
Dave's slightly eccentric. I'm not sure if you're... Everybody
at
this table is
slightly
eccentric.
I'm being really mellow tonight.
Yes.
Because I played in
a golf tournament
today.
It's like the 4 degrees of eccentricity right here at this table.
But no, he was just so cool. I mean, I'm working with Pee-wee. You know, I don't care what he did in Florida. It's Florida. I went to the University of Florida.
Because I went to Danny Danger's website last night. I did the same thing. Don't worry about it.
I went bowling with Danny Bonaducci, so anything Pee-wee did was nothing.
You got to tell us about that. How was bowling with Danny Bonaducci? How did that come about?
It was at a charity event, and they put us in the same lane. And now I moved to Sherman Oaks, and I live in the same building as his mom.
Oh, wow.
But there's also a little person, and I love little people.
Little people rule.
Like children or midgets or... Like okay, midget. All right.
But we're not allowed to say that anymore.
Right.
But, all right, dwarves and...
Fidgets,
you know,
and... Yeah.
And things like that. But
little people. I'm the BDS.
Speaking of which, I didn't even talk about the... Sorry to interrupt
you.
We'll
come
back.
The
fashion show. We'll have to talk about that, the FX fashion show.
Are there little people at the fashion show?
Yes. My friend Ben Wolf.
Please, Josie.
He was on American Horror Story.
Because I joined the Little People of America.
You're
an honorary little person?
Yeah.
Wait, don't you have to get your shins removed for that or something? You have to be under
that's your next modification, I'm sure.
Yeah, like the dad in King of the Hill. He had his shins blown off.
Lost my shins in Nam.
And by the way, Josie, Dave.
No, in Japan.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you noticed the new bling that Danny's got.
That's new bling?
Mm-hmm. I've had it for a couple months now.
You didn't have it a little year and a half when I saw it.
Oh, that's cool.
But you did.
Thank
you. You did have the tongue, which I'm sure...
You know,
it's a big crowd pleaser.
Cool. The lizard tongue just
the lizard
does it
tongue
for me
is,
and stuff.
And look at the control.
Mm-hmm. Well, the human tongue is actually two independent muscles. All I did was separate the connecting tissue. Evolutionarily, is that even a word?
Sure.
Am I Englishing properly? There is no evolutionary reason why the human being should have one tongue. None whatsoever, because it's two muscles.
Well, Danny, I think we can all agree that you're one step above the evolutionary ladder. Yeah. All this, but
I also don't believe that I'm human.
How
so.
Do you think Gene Simmons would do if they did that to his tongue?
Do you think he would, he could probably, roll his tongue backwards and grab his own uvula with it?
Yeah. Yeah, like in any, Burton movie,
he would still sound the same. It's still, lick it up.
Your tongue fuses back together pretty quickly.
Your tongue and your eyes are the two fastest healing parts in your body.
Right.
And so your tongue does try to heal back together. There's several different ways that you can go about splitting your tongue. Some people have it cauterized, where it just you burn the insides to keep it from healing together. Some people have it sutured, where you sew it apart. I didn't have anything. I just had it split, and then it bled out, and I kept gauze in between it.
And who split it?
Steve Hayworth back in Phoenix.
Do you know him?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Steve. Yeah, of course. Is Steve a doctor? Is he a tattoo artist? Is he?
He is a body modification artist with a medical background. He does not have an MD. You cannot go to a medical doctor for a lot of these procedures. Okay. And now here's the catch for this. When you go to body modification artists, you have to have that MD to be able to administer any sort of anesthetic. So all of the work that I've had done has been completely raw. I do not get anesthetic for my work.
Wow. You know, about the eyes, if only Peter Falk and Sammy Davis Jr. knew about that.
Right. Because their eyes, it took a while to heal.
Yeah. And stuff. Yeah. Well, they both have glass eyes.
Right. Well, not anymore, but they did.
They did.
Well, Josie, you were talking about, what were you talking about?
I already said it.
Okay, because it's like back
to
the
time. About that stuff but that you, so,
I blurted it out.
So, but you brought some of the things that you perform with tonight.
Yeah, I brought a few of the props.
Yeah. Well,
let's see them.
Dig them out. Yeah, let's see them.
I think this
while
be...
she's digging them out, then we can, you know, finish up on
Brain Explosion.
Yeah. It's okay, it's a selfless promotion. It's with Bear Manor Press.
Okay.
And it is out, it'll be out on Amazon probably next week or two. And
a collection of thoughts, verbiage, assorted quotables, and profundities.
Yeah, I'm really happy the way it turned out, and it's a 15-year-in-the-making book. I'm really happy with it. I think there's going to be something for everybody in it. It has quotes.
Well, we're getting something for everybody right here on the table.
Yeah. I didn't include that in the book.
Is this cartoons?
It's cartoons. Okay. It's like 90% cartoons. There's a lot of writing. There's quotables. There's just things that people, if they want to coin a phrase based on something in there, they're welcome to do that.
Do you want me to sit in the bathroom
and do stuff?
Do you want me to read the blurb, or do you want to read the blurb?
No, you read it.
Well, this is Brain Explosion by Dave Shelton. This is Dave Shelton's words. My brain never seems to turn off. No shit. It is in constant creative mode. Story, script ideas, cartoons, thoughts, anecdotes, lyrics, melodies. We'll get to that, too. It's a never-ending brain explosion. And I have to have some kind of noise stimulus around me just to try to distract me, because if I try to quiet it, the silence is deafening. I can relate to that. This is why I decided to put together this book as a cathartic release. Spring cleaning, so to speak, of your brain, just to make room for the next explosion. Enjoy the garage sale that is Dave Shelton's mind.
It's cheap. It's all on sale.
And I hope you find something that you can fill your head with. I'm gonna get this.
Do you mind if I keep this? Cool?
No, awesome. I don't mind.
I was hoping
all.
You'd have free copies
said,
for us all.
I don't
but...
mind you when people say, "Do you mind?" and they go, "Yes," thinking that they're agreeing with you, but really, if you think about it, it's going, "No, I really do mind." You'll give it back.
I was hoping to have free copies for everybody here, but I know this was a last-minute thing, and I appreciate you doing the...
My pleasure.
No, this is going to be great.
I'm very happy with the way it
turned out.
And
who's this guy?
It's just a cartoon I did of Albert Einstein with his brain hanging out. And I didn't want to get gross because...
Is that popcorn coming out of his brain?
No, it's brain matter.
Oh, okay.
It's G-rated brain matter.
G-rated brain matter, of course.
That's the next candy.
Yeah,
brain matter. Einstein brain matter.
Very cool. I have to split profits now.
That's right. Because she needs some more props. So
I want royalties on the dingleberries.
Okay, we'll work on that one.
Yeah.
And then just to finish with Professor Creepy, which I'm very proud of, too.
Right.
We're going to be at Phoenix Comic Con screening it.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be there, too. I'll have to
you
come.
You have to come. Yeah. Saturday, hell the 25th at 10:30. Okay. And the cast will be there, too.
March 25th?
Fuck yeah. I'll totally be there.
Not March, May 25th.
March next year. May 25th. Oh, that's like Memorial
that's
Day weekend.
Coming up, yeah. And it's a 10:30
I'm going to Vegas or else I would have hung out with you guys.
Aww.
Well, good for you, because I went to the premiere of Professor Creepy.
Yes, I was so happy you showed up for that.
Oh, that was when I was at Raleigh Studios.
Raleigh Studios. And you know what? He wasn't wearing makeup, so I wasn't recognizing him at first.
And you know who else was there?
It's like Svengoolie.
Our friend Count Smokula.
Smokey.
Yeah. Smokey was out without makeup, too.
Yeah, Robert.
No, I don't want to admit that he has a real name. But
you know what? We were going to put Count Smokula in the show, but he went all Svengoolie on us, and you know we'll use him in the show later on.
And by the way, Professor Creepy is a little person.
Yes, that's why it was so cool. And Kevin Thompson played him. He's from Mirror Mirror. But when we go into series, Martin Kleba from Pirates of the Caribbean is going to be playing Professor Creepy.
Is he a little person too?
Yeah, he's the little person with the bald head on Jack Sparrow's ship. The one gets hurled around in like the first three movies.
You
might have missed
him
if you didn't look down. He's at the bottom of the screen most of the time.
I would imagine.
So it's a little person.
It's a little. And let me see if I can describe Professor Creepy. If you guys like the old Sid Marty Krofft, like H.R. Puff and stuff.
Bugaloos,
all that stuff. It's like that, but a little creepier. There's a little dance party.
Wait, creepier than
H.R. Puff very and stuff.
Very creepy.
Yeah, because they go into the they go into this
Circus Freak Museum.
Yeah, Circus Freak Museum, the CIA. Carl, I've had on the show.
Carl's great.
And I got to take you guys there. You've never
I performed there.
You performed there?
Yeah.
I got to take you.
Oh, my God.
Love it.
I want to
it's
go.
It's just down the street. We're going to go.
You would
yeah.
love it.
Oh.
You would love like it.
Yes. It's right in North Hollywood on Burbank Boulevard.
We gotta, we might have a show there. We'll see what we can we put
be awesome.
Together. Because I'd love to have you and Burlesque. And next week, Burlesque with Lily Von Stoop. It's going to be a great show. But you?
We got to go because Tammy loves Burlesque.
Oh.
Well, see how crazy nurses
I'm going to talk to Carl. I'm going to talk to Carl. I smell booking here. But... But so she goes into this place, and it's like a circus sideshow. Professor Creepy's a little person. His assistant's this giant guy, and he's been in a bunch of movies, too.
Irwin Keyes.
What movies has he been in? Because I recognize
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the real tall guy that has the interesting voice and kind of the...
He's the crusty guy. No, yeah. That's Sid Haig you might
oh,
be talking
okay.
about.
Yeah, Sid Haig. Okay.
We'll get Sid Haig's a good friend. We'll get him on the show.
Right.
There's guest stars that come on every episode. Imagine, like, American Bandstand, Soul Train, Sid and Marty Krofft. And Elvira all kind of mixed together in
and on acid apparently
on acid,
on acid in on, li- with in living color
with a brain explosion
yeah,
with
that's
a brain
what
explosion
the show is. It's
I am
so
sold.
I mean I can't believe Adult Swim's not knocking on your door with this one.
We're
I mean,
working
so
on that.
It's so great.
I mean, we got the Kyoto brothers where Charlie Kyoto was our first guest
Killer
star
Clowns from Outer Space. They were at Monsterpalooza.
Yes.
We were at, would you go to Monsterpalooza?
Yes, of course.
Oh, we were at Monsterpalooza. You were hanging out with Walter Matthau and I was hanging out hitting
which,
on.
Which version of Walter Matthau?
The one whose name is really Martin Landau.
Martin Landau.
She's like, I'm hanging out with Walter Matthau. I'm like, isn't he dead? Oh, no, he's the you know, Ed Wood and Crimes and Misdemeanors.
Still,
oh, Martin Landau.
Bela Lugosi.
And I was hitting on Virginia Madsen and Angie Everhart.
Oh,
and,
doesn't she still
oh, you
look
were
great?
Smitten.
Oh. She's, yeah, and you
oh,
know,
come on, you were hitting on Judith O'Day.
No, I was hitting on Lene Quigley, and actually, Eric Roberts was very impressed with me, and hopefully, he'll come on the
oh,
show.
Was he?
So. Oh yeah, he's like,
and
oh,
Lena
Eric,
Ford.
You look
she
amazing.
Ruled.
Oh yeah.
You know who he's married to?
Eric
Eliza.
Roberts.
Yeah, he's married to Eliza.
I met his wife.
Yeah,
she's fantastic.
She was Prunella in an Animal House.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, you wouldn't know it, but yeah, that's
know.
Her. Do you remember that? Were you? Do you ever watch Animal House?
Yes.
It's been so long. It's been so long.
I don't remember who
I'm like,
she
they're
is.
Like 20
it's
years
terrible.
Old. They don't know this.
Oh, yeah. I'm
you know how to sweet talk them, honey.
I'm very flattered. Very
yes.
flattered.
Thank you.
Yes. I think you need new glasses, Dave. Anyway, what do you have here, Danny?
Screw you, Mark.
The 20-year-old behind you is laughing. Anyway, so you got some...
Because she looks like them.
Yes. Yes. No. 20, oh, you're 27? God. Oh, good. Okay.
See, I was going to say curfew, but...
Yes, exactly. So, but Danny, you brought some of the things that you perform with.
Yeah, I brought a few things that I could throw into the bag. These are the nails that I use for my bed of nails. A standard bed of nails usually has 200, 300, sometimes 500 nails on it. And if you think about it, that's a simple matter of weight distribution. That's math. That's all it is. If you take your body mass and you divide it by... you know, 200 or 500, you're not going to get that much of an impact. I could sleep on a bed of nails that had 500 nails on it, you know, and not be an issue. So I
except
decided...
You should sleep on my bed. It's horrible. You might have a problem with that.
Well, what if you turned over? Would that damage you?
Probably.
Yes.
Bloody mess. but I've slowly worked my way down to 6 nails. I had 12 for a while, and then I went to 8, and now I have 6 nails, and they look like this. And if you look, the tips have actually been sharpened.
Yes, they have.
Feel though.
You can touch
them?
It.
Yeah, yeah. Touch that, Dave.
And then after I went down to 6 nails, I decided that wasn't good enough.
Right.
I'm constantly looking on, trying to figure out how to make my act more interesting and more out there because, you know, a big motto in Circus Sideshow is never do something that somebody else has done unless you can do it better.
Exactly.
So there's no reason for me to get up on stage and do some tired old circus sideshow act that a million other people have done before.
Are you listening, Chris Angel?
Abracadoosh.
We'll talk about
abracadoosh.
Love it.
So, I mean, there's no reason for me to do something if somebody else can do it better. So I'm down to six nails. And what I refer to it as in my act is the lesbian bed of nails. And I call it as such because once I'm on six nails, I have there's a couple different girls that I work with, but I'll have one of my assistants come and lay on top of me in the 69 position. So it doubles my body weight on these nails.
And it looks great.
And it looks fantastic. And I have pussy on my face.
No fatties allowed.
And by the way, when my brain explodes, it explodes lesbians on beds of nails.
I want to see that because Tammy's daughter is a lesbian. I will share that. And she's, oh my gosh, I got to set you up with her.
That was
because
a little creepy.
She wants to make a lesbian erotic porno film.
No one's ever done
nurse?
That.
No, that's
this
why I
nurse?
Think this will be so
a lesbian
cool.
erotic porno movie?
Yeah.
Your like nurse is not that conservative.
I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that.
That's why. Fat. You know, yeah. You guys have to be in it.
You hear that, Josie? Josie, Danny? They're like, yes, on the CIA show, lesbian porn. You got to talk a little bit more. Everybody loves Raymond's a good credit, but you need more than that to get the lesbian porn going on. National Lampoon.
I'll be there for the screening. Explosion and stuff. And watch Professor Creepy. You'll see I go to the dark side on it and stuff.
I've got two questions to ask you about Professor Creepy, and this is I like Professor Creepy. There's two things. There's a main girl. There's like a little. There's a teenage preteen girl, tween girl. I don't
right,
know.
Right, Jacqueline McKenzie. Year. Scary Ann is her character.
Scary Ann. But when she walks into the CIA, it's supposed to be her imagination, correct?
Yes.
But it's never explicitly said.
No, because that'll be explored later. I wanted to kind of create just this really cool scene when she walks in. Because if you notice, like, and I can spoil alert this because it's only the beginning. She starts out coming to the museum ticket booth as just a plain, ordinary girl. She gets a special ticket from Carl.
Carl.
And when she walks through the door, she transforms. So it kind of sets it up right there. That's right. All I'm going to say.
Right, right.
And then the whole thing is her whole imaginary world. And Professor Creepy is her little person best friend, imaginary best friend.
That's my other question. They never interact. In the first episode.
Sort of, but yeah, you never see them in the same shot together.
Right. Is that by design?
It's by design to kind of get people thinking.
That's like Josie. Josie was a nice little girl, and then she walked into some club one day, and then...
I was never a nice little girl.
No, maybe not. I don't know. Danny, I think, was a nice looker. We were talking about...
When I was between the ages of 18 and 20, I was straight, straight edge, and married.
Wow. And I didn't know you were married.
I was married for 2 years. I was also a Sunday school teacher for 6 years when I was younger.
Well, no wonder you're on a bed of nails.
Better than a cross.
Yes, exactly.
It's funny the paths that life takes you in, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. Wow.
What's your beginning story?
Beginning?
Yeah.
Beginning
like
where?
She was a straight edge, and what were you when you first started as a little person, girl?
Little person. the pre-implant story. Let's hear it. You're a punk singer.
Where do I start? I started doing pageants when I was one of those little pageant kids.
Oh, you were like a JonBenet Ramsey or one of those boo-boos and stuff.
You were
not
a
for
honey
too
boo-boo.
Long, and then I became a tomboy, and
then you were on a sitcom.
I was a teenage actor.
Oh,
for a little
what
while.
Sitcom were you on?
It was called Bronx Zoo. It was actually a drama.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it was.
Yeah.
It's actually there are clips on YouTube of it now.
Yeah, there are.
What network?
Not of you though.
I had a huge mohawk like yours.
That sounds really cool. What were the air dates for that?
Oh God, I don't
want
to say.
Before you were born. No, it was early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
What network was that on?
I don't even remember. This was so long ago.
It was on DuPont.
it was a major network. It was like CBS,
you know, because it sounds
something.
So
it was
familiar.
Bronx Zoo.
Ed Asner from Mary Tyler Moore and Lou Grant was the star, and he was a principal.
Yes, that's why I remember it. And so, oh,
this was the punk hellion right there in the class.
I was.
So you were pre-Linda Cardellini, basically, from Freaks
Cuba Gooding
and Geeks
Jr. got starred once, and he was a troublemaker, and...
Yes, I do remember that show. Isn't it on DVD now, I think?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that in so long. I was, but you know, as a Sid Nancy as a teenager,
right.
And some Diet Coke commercials. I did all that when I had a mohawk. Actually, Sid Nancy, I couldn't. They had me take my hair down.
Right.
Because it was supposed to be 70s.
Right, because, and actually our first show, Bree Walker, set us straight, because in the 70s they didn't have mohawks.
No, they didn't.
Because she interviewed Sid Vicious and all that. But... the tasers. We got to get to the tasers.
Oh, yeah.
My question is, do you ever have anyone else taser you?
Yes.
Or, yes?
Yes. Oh. In fact,
the
that's
police.
Usually... That's
well, yeah, well, we all have had a police taser.
You know?
Anti-demonstration people.
One of the sets that I had at the show last night was sort of a fetish burlesque number with my my counterpart, the Black Widow, and it was...
Black Widow is hot.
Gorgeous. She's absolutely gorgeous.
It's like a photo negative of you.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty hot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have pictures
mohawk,
up on Facebook
thing.
Of this?
You know, a bunch of people were taking photos last night.
I got a picture with
Black Widow. They're just starting to like sort of filter through and get on there. But there's like, we have some choreographed numbers that we do where it's fetish. It's like a fetish play scene, with the dom sub lifestyle. And I give her permission to taser me.
Right.
So I do have other people taser me for shows. I, you know, depending on the partner that I'm with, I have used them in bed before.
Do you ever dress up like a cop? And for your shows,
yeah,
taser.
Yeah, I've done cop,
sexy cop.
I've done cop and convict numbers. Wow. I've done mad scientist and like little girl numbers. I've done all sorts of stuff with the taser. So,
ooh, Frankenstein.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Right.
This is getting kind of vivid entertainment now, isn't it?
It's not a bad show.
Yeah, there was one choreographed number that I did. Where my counterpart was dressed up basically as like a sexy female like evil scientist, and I was this little girl that she transformed into a doll that turned into a person.
Cool!
Yeah, it's a very interesting conceptual piece. But wow.
I think Radio City would love this.
You'll excuse me, I have to go to the other room. But no, because when I saw you, you had Black Widow on a chain, I believe.
Correct.
And I love how you accessorize. So that was very nice to see you with her. But and I vaguely it's funny because I didn't recognize you at first because I saw you a year and a half ago with another lovely young woman.
Yes, you know. Candy Bandit, who unfortunately is still back in Phoenix. I tried to get her to move out here with me, but Phoenix sucked her back in.
And we just clicked right away.
Definitely.
So it's just and
bring
so
her to the convention.
She's probably going to be at the Phoenix Con to tell you the truth.
Oh,
she's
cool.
A super nerd too, so.
Apparently, this show is brought to you by Fatal Impact and the Phoenix Comic Con tonight.
Like they need any more sponsorship.
Yeah, I heard they were sold out. Like, we need to endorse them.
I didn't know Phoenix's Comic Con was that big.
I didn't even know about it. It's getting
Although
massive.
Every Comic Con is huge now.
Yeah. And
nerds are just taking over.
We're taking over the world.
Oh, yes. And it doesn't get any nerdier than us for it. But somebody tased you. These are real tasers.
Yes, these are tasers. I have two of them with me. One of them is a lower voltage. It's 80,000 volts, and the other one is a 200,000 volt taser. I have gone up to 450,000 volts on my tasers, but those leave electricity burns on me.
You have electricity burns in your body?
I do, from tasers.
Are they active right now? Are they charged? Well, yes, they are.
Yes. So
does that answer your question?
That's the small one.
A big one.
Yeah.
And Josie, you remember a couple weeks ago when I had the magician, you were their assistant?
Yes.
Yeah, and today you're getting tased.
No, I'm not getting tased.
you want to be my co-host.
That'll be the last time.
I think you should adapt. I think she should adapt a Tesla coil to do the
you
same
know,
thing.
Oh,
wait. Funny you should say that.
Funny you should say that. My alien antennas have been known to arc these for shows before.
Cool.
Awesome.
And for some reason, this one decided to die on me. I checked both of them before I left. I'm
but the, trust me, the one was impressive enough.
Yeah, well, I mean, see, that's the small one.
There
we go.
The cops are here.
Apparently. Oh.
Ow!
That's
I said
right
that.
We believed you before, but oh my goodness.
Yeah, that one's got some bite to it.
People better watch the Dark Mark show and go to Fatal Impact and the Phoenix, or else we're going to send Danny Danger to your doors.
I'm the
tasers.
Muscle.
Well, you are in great shape. You are in great shape.
Oh, I appreciate it. I live off of a diet of Slurpees and candy, as you can see. So
apparently,
she did have a Slurpee tonight. I can vouch.
I can
that.
Yes, and that's I'm trying to get into shape, so I can.
Are they a sponsor too now?
They
Slurpees?
Are not. No, they are not a sponsor. I was trying to cover it up, but no, they are not. No. Unless they want to, if the store that will be remain nameless that has Slurpees, if you want to sponsor the show, please be all by
God,
all means.
Oh my God, I'm all about
they
it.
They can't see the logo on there.
No,
either.
No, they, by all means, please just sponsor the show.
So let's do some taser.
Are we going to really
do
this?
Are you going to do it to yourself?
Yeah.
Right now?
She does it to herself all the time.
Well, I know, but maybe she's not in the mood for it.
This is a dark mark show first.
Can you see that on the camera?
Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
He told me I wasn't allowed to do it to my nipples or my labia on the show. He specifically
Why?
Said that last
well,
night.
Well, because he can't show nipples or labia on the show. Much as I'd love to see it.
What do you mean? Why not?
Well, this
it's like Maxim or FHM.
Well, I mean, if your nipples are covered, but I don't want to burn your shirt or anything.
Well, I do have pasties tattooed on them. Does that count?
I don't know. If you want to... No labia, but if you want to do your nipple, go ahead. I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna stop you.
Nipple.
Yes. Emery,
are you sure we can't show nipple on YouTube?
Taser,
I've seen stuff on
we'll stop the labia,
that's
but please,
more
please,
than
please, taser your nipple.
And I'm not even a skeptic.
Please, a Dark Mark show exclusive.
Hold on,
Danny Danger. Tasering. Make sure. Yeah, let me get the camera out here.
Okay. Oh yeah. Okay.
By the way, this is not your this is not your typical podcast, ladies and gentlemen. If you haven't figured this one out, Danny Danger.
Can I do it?
Yeah, if you
want
to.
Oh, go for it.
Goody.
Well, we got to taser your nipple next.
Oh no, I'm not used to this stuff.
Oh please, you can't feel anything there. Please.
No.
What's the matter with you?
I'm not submissive.
We're documenting this in 400 different ways.
Like, there's so much stuff in the way. Where do I go? Is this cool?
Can you stand? Or do you need to sit?
No, I don't
stand
know.
Up, yeah.
I love this show.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
Gary Garver would never ever
don't say that name, please. This would never
okay,
happen on that
so
show.
How far do I get?
As far as you want.
Just go for it.
Go for it.
Here.
Come on, Joes.
Okay.
She'll tell you when it's not.
Oh boy.
You might want to check this out.
Okay, do one more. Do one more.
Okay, you can even it out, but that's
it. We got to even it out.
You guys better get your shots, because these are
her nipples. No, we're getting our shots.
Do the other one.
Damn.
Those are beautiful, beautiful breasts, by the
I
way.
Mean,
thank you.
Oh.
This is all natural. Thank you, Mother.
Those are natural, too. I can tell.
Oh.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
The neighbors are coming in now.
Oh, please. Studio City.
Flickered their
electric Studio City
system.
Has never been this exciting ever. Danny,
Not
I appreciate
since Leave
that.
It to be
oh,
her.
My goodness. I appreciate that so much. You
are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Danny, will you marry
I'm
me?
Not. I'm traumatized. No, I'm okay.
Studio
I've
City hasn't been this
I've
exciting.
I didn't ask
since
you, Josie. Ask Danny to marry me, please.
Was it Studio City hasn't been this excited?
Studio
since,
City has never been this excited.
No, since June said you were a little hard on the beaver last night.
Ah.
That was done in Studio City.
Leave it to Dave Shelton to know his 50s TV.
50s, 60s, yeah.
Right. Which is, yeah.
I can go
how does
like
that, how, please describe that. How does that feel?
To be perfectly honest with you, I think that my body conducts electricity different than other people's do.
Is this the ears?
No, I've been like this for as long as I can remember. Okay, so you know how a lot of people have really embarrassing childhood stories about their parents walking in on them masturbating? Everybody...
I've never masturbated in my life, so I have no idea, but go ahead.
But you get
my
what I'm saying.
My parents encouraged.
Your parents helped.
I don't have one of those stories, but my parents did walk in on me playing with electricity when I was a kid. I learned from a very small age that I really just like electrical currents, and what I would do is I would hide in my room and I would pull the light socket, the wall socket off, and then take butter knife or a fork and shove it back there and electrocute myself when I was a kid. I remember doing this when I was like 5 or 6 years old.
Who didn't?
And I learned it from watching an episode of Ren and Stimpy, which is why I was so excited to see a Ren and Stimpy cell on the wall. But there was an episode where Ren decided that he wanted to roast marshmallows, but they didn't have a fire. So Stimpy said, well, let's just undo the coat hanger and put the marshmallows on there and shove it in the socket or in the toaster. And then their whole body shot up, very comical cartoon style. You see the electrodes coming off of them, and they do that. And I saw that, and I was like, I want to do.
I know what I want to do when I grow up.
And so I've literally been electrocuting myself for a very long time, and I think that my body just conducts it differently than other people's do.
See, I would have been like, yeah, I want to electrocute little dogs and stuff too. And I think
that's the sign
of
a serial killer.
Well, trust me. I know Dave Shelton. It's not that far off.
No, because you said that's what I wanted to do when you saw
anybody
them
write
it,
something so. Called brain explosion.
Oh, come on. I am the spokesperson for a dog rescue, so there's no way that
you're also the creator of iCrusties.
Well, that's true, but Angels in for Dog Rescue, a wonderful dog rescue.
Oh, please tell us about the dog rescue, please.
No, in fact, we talk about it on Professor Creepy.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Angels in for Dog Rescue is one of the coolest dog rescues.
Wait, say the name again?
Angels in for Dog Rescue.
Angels in Fur.
Fur.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was founded by a kindergarten teacher in Burbank named Rochelle. And it's so funny because
who was outside the window looking at the nipples getting tased.
Her name is Rochelle Lynn, and when I first met her, I'm thinking Rochelle Lynn, Ron Jeremy, they just seem to go together. Okay.
I didn't make the connection. Did anybody else?
Nobody in the room made that connection. Dave, please explain.
Rochelle Lynn
with the middle name of Lynn. I thought it was like Loretta Lynn, Ginger Lynn.
There you go. See, that's what I was.
Oh, so you thought it was a porn name?
Yes. But she's so far removed from that. She's a kindergarten teacher, and she's amazing.
So why did you bring it up if she's so far removed from it?
Because this is like
Ron Jeremy's always a guaranteed laugh.
gotcha.
We got to push it, and so so I'm their spokesperson. We do a lot of events, help raise money for them, and they take dogs from kill shelters and put them in the foster homes.
Oh, that's fantastic!
And they've rescued thousands of dogs. Mm-hmm. So it's
very cool.
That is cool. Is there a website? Is there any way that people can...
Yeah, AIFdogrescue.com.
Awesome. Thank
please,
you.
Please, folks at home, after you've tasered your nipples, please save the dogs.
Yeah, should we have said kids don't try this at home? Like, was there
No
a...
kids are watching this. Please. but kids, please don't taser yourself unless you're a trained professional.
You get Battle Cam audience, right? Do you know about Battle Cam?
I don't know about Battle Cam, but please tell me about it.
It's on, what network is it? It's Channel 29. This guy named, like, David Azizi or something. His family bought Coke. Andy Dick was on the show.
Andy Dick has been on every show.
It's the weirdest show.
I'll tell you about
basically,
it.
Basically, people can just Skype on it and log on to battlecam.com and act as moronic and assholic as they want and say whatever they want. And then people vote on them. And for every minute they don't get voted off, they get $1.
So how much money did Andy Dick get?
Well, he was one of the guests.
I was going to say, because 50 cents? I mean,
he was one of the guest hosts and stuff at the event. And stuff.
Okay.
But, you get like, talk about the underbelly of society. Watch the show. I just watch it like to watch, you know, like train wrecks.
Right.
And everybody comes on. The weirdest people come on to this thing.
Well, it's battletv.com.
Okay, well, now that we've plugged everybody, please go to fatalimpact.com, support them.
Real sponsor.
Dave, go to Amazon.com, order Brain Explosion. Do you have any website?
They can go to the website itself for Bear Manor.
BearManorMedia.com.
Yes.
BearManorMedia.com. Anything else you'd like to promote, Dave? Before we go into the spank train?
I'm doing the Comedy Store later this month.
Doing
stand-up.
Wow, that's very exclusive. And what night is that?
I don't know. Look on Facebook.
How many people do you have to bring?
They didn't. Even
oh, you
tell
do comedy
me.
Too. Oh my goodness!
They didn't even tell me.
It's belly room or main room?
I think it's belly room. But
no, good for you. Let me know because I'll check it out.
Okay, I'll post it on Facebook, and it's for a charity event. So
and we're gonna do a show at the CIA. I can see it already. Danny, do you have anything?
Would you guys come on? Would you guys come on, Professor Creepy, when we go to series?
Would love to.
Yes,
okay, that would be awesome.
Am I invited to?
Yes, you have. Well, you knew because you.
You'll be the plus one.
Yes, thank you. I'll be dancing with all the other kids.
It is a teen show, so you can't.
No taser to nipples.
You know, I can tone it down a little bit sometimes.
I guess, as we've all seen tonight, Danny.
We've got 13-year-olds on this show. So.
Please. I can just imagine Danny when she was 13. I know about Josie when she was 13. Danny, what would you like to plug?
My website is dannydanger.com, and I spell my name D-A-N-I. Also, my favorite way to look up my own website is if you go to Google and type in sexiest superhero in the world, my website comes up first.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow. And mine comes up second, I think. But Josie, what do you got to promote?
Just look up Josie Cat, J-O-S-I-K-A-T, and you'll find my Twitter, and you'll see what's going on.
Exactly. And, yes, DannyDanger.com and also Sexiest Superhero in the World.
Correct.
Now, this is the new part of the show, the new closing. We're going to do a spank train. So, everybody get up out of their seats.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, turn around.
Oh, I see off.
No, you're the end.
You're the caboose. Well, I think we're going this way.
Oh, we're going
Thank you for watching the Dark Mark Show, everybody. Have a wonderfully creepy week. We're going this way, folks. Woo!
You want to spank me?
No,
okay.
I want to spank Danny. You trail.
Oh, okay.
Danny, you get hold on. You spank Josie.
Wait. Okay.
Get those headphones off. No. Get those headphones off. You get in front of me.
It's a spanking
better. This makes more sense. It's
a spanking
better. Tammy, I still love you.
We got a spank train going on.
Alright, we need you.
Thanks for watching the Dark Mark Show. Have a wonderfully creepy week.